Lately, I've had this growing anger, I believe a righteous anger, about our country and where it's headed, where it's going, where it is. And I scratch my head and I keep going, why are we at where we're at? What is actually going on? And then I stop and I talk to people and I realize, oh, everything that people are pointing at, that's not it at all. What's really going on? Well, let me put it bluntly. It's your fault. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. As always, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And after today, some of you might. You might be a little mad. That's okay. We're brought to you by MingleMateMerry.com, podcast, YouTube, and website for the perfect marriage material and swag. Whether you're mingling, mating, or marrying, check it out. So, I'm going to jump right into today, and here's the reason. Because I had a conversation yesterday morning at a meeting, and someone was lamenting about where the world is at, where our country is at, and I agree. I was, like, agreeing. And then they shared what they thought the problem was, and I said, no. That's not it at all. That's not the problem. The problem is that men have refused to step up and be dads. Look, I'm not going to blame it on just dads. I say men overall. But for the most part, 99% of the men out there are dads. Okay, you're like, 99%, Garth? You know what I'm saying. You're a dad, and if you're over 45, you've failed. It's just evident. It's obvious. And look, the Bible is full of verses about the husband, about the father, being over the wife, over the kids, raising up godly kids, loving his wife like Jesus. And I just don't see it anymore. I just don't see. When you look at where kids are at today, where the world's at today, it's fallen apart from the fabric of our house. Look, when you're the head of something, at first it seems like a good thing, maybe even a great thing, like I'm in charge, I'm the man, I have the authority. Yeah, very true. But remember, being over something means you still have a higher authority to answer to. You still have to answer to God. Yes, men, you're the head of the house, you're the head of your wife, you're the head of your kids. But that doesn't mean you're the one who's in charge. There's still some above you. I remember working at Bussy's Greenhouse in Mount Prospect. Shout out to Bussy's. One day, Mr. Bussy, who owned the place, asked me to work in one of the back greenhouses with two of the other college kids. And he wanted me to kind of be in charge of the whole project. And not because I knew a ton about greenhouses, but because the other two kids in college, they would go back there and just get high and do drugs. And he knew I wouldn't do that. Anyway, the next day, he pulls me off to the side and he tells me what I did wrong. He tells me what I did right. And then he tells me what I could improve on. And guess what? He didn't tell the other two. He didn't call the other two employees back there. He didn't tell them what they did wrong or what was done wrong or what needed to be done. He told me because I was in charge. Why are young men in today's world struggling, dropping out of high school at record levels? Why are so many of them living at home playing video games? They have a lack of self-esteem I haven't seen in forever. They don't have a work ethic. I've never seen so many young men afraid to talk to the opposite sex. They're hooked on porn. They have no depth of discipline or understanding of what God expects and who he is. And then you have young girls sleeping with anyone that seems to be attractive or feels like they owe them, and it's no big deal. Young women bragging about body counts, thinking life is about the body shape and breast size that they have. And I mean, women now dehumanize the role of a man, literally saying they don't need a man. Women who will use abortion as birth control. Why are the kids under 30 yelling and screaming about life's not fair, they deserve more, yet they lack just the simple work ethic? Kindness is now seen as a weakness. Okay, look, I'm preaching, and I could go on forever and ever and ever and ever, but why? Well, let's check in with the authority. What have dads been doing the past 50 years? They've been slacking. They have a proven track record of a lack of depth in seeking God, of putting themselves first, foremost. I got to put myself first. I got to make it in this world. They jump at divorce. They have a lack of work ethic on their marriage. They suck as a father. They're selfish. They're wishy-washy. They're afraid to take a stand for morality. And I blame the lack of fathers more than I blame today's generation. I'm not saying that this generation, that their behavior is acceptable, but when a kid throws a temper tantrum in the store yelling and screaming, you don't blame the kid, you blame the parent. And we have a bunch of 30 and under somethings throwing temper tantrums, and I blame the parent, not the kid. Specifically, I blame the dad. Look, to be the leader, man, you must do three things as seen in Scripture. It's not rocket science, but it's mandatory, and it's sometimes hard, but you can do it. And you will be held responsible. Number one, Ephesians 5:23, lead your family. Seek God, hear His voice, do what He says, and lead your family. And if mama and the kids don't like it, too bad, so sad, tough deal, move on. You're the man of God, lead your family. But trust me, you better be seeking, reading, praying, listening, and doing the Word of God. Lead first in your personal life, then in your work life, then in your church life. Your example is the power. Look, why would they follow you if you are failing at hearing and doing? But if you are, then they will look like fools for not listening and doing as you do. Number two, love your wife. Ephesians 5:25. This has no fine print. Your wife might have put on 30 pounds, 75 pounds, 175 pounds. She may not like sex. She may not have a job. She may spend money like water. She may not be a follower of Christ. There is no prerequisite to this command. Love your wife, period. Now, will it be a lot easier if she's beautiful? Not necessarily. If she treats you well? No. If she likes sex? No. It will be easier if you first love Jesus and seek His power to do the impossible. We love quoting verses about God's power to heal, deliver, speak words of prophecy, but some of you just need power to love your wife. It ain't easy, but it's a command and very possible, in fact, doable if you seek God's strength. And finally, teach and lead your children. Well, this means your kids got to spend time with dad. Dad's got to talk, listen, not judge, talk, listen, guide, teach, share, give insights from his past. And more than anything, he must give physical affection and live a God-centered life. Kids don't want to listen to a loser father. Does that offend you? Tough. Eat those words and live your potential as a follower of Jesus. Look, it's not easy being a man, especially in today's world. You get told it's toxic, it's demeaning, it's bullying, it's closed-minded. And look where it's got us. And in that environment, you stand out even more to your kids as a godly man. So do it. Read, pray, seek God, listen, obey, and be a man. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.